Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how are you, ladies and gentlemen, doing tonight? The show is getting started. We're a little late. We've had a lot of things to do at the shop. But we on the air now. So how's everybody doing tonight? We got a topic tonight. Who the grud race of the year is, you know, all around in the whole grud racing field. Many may not know, many out there is just going at it with the grudge world. I'm looking at Tony Bynes, who is getting his thing on this year so far. He's racing and he's winning, doing what he do best. And Tony's been a good racer for years. Tony's been a winner, and Tony took some losses. This year, it's like Tony came back pretty strong and wins. He got his new A game on, a new plan. What do you guys think, you know, if anybody's on here that want to discuss this may think that graduation of the year is, or, you know, we can take it and do something else. You know, if we can't find nothing on that subject tonight. But, as many people out there, I know it's up and coming race is coming soon. We're going to check out here coming. That's not the Butch Pete Merlin. That is on the 8th of August, coming very soon this weekend. It's going to be a lot of people up here from South and some from the upper northern part of the United States. I see a few guys rolling in, supposed to do some things. Tony Bynes supposed to bring three cars, actually, street cars. Two other grudge cars that he's bringing. Two other guys. I'm just trying to think of the names off the top of my head. But I can't. But I see somebody got their flag up. 6204. You own. You can go ahead and say what you want.
Quan Jones is bus, man.
What's going on, bus?
Got chilling, man. I just want to say, man, Dark Slaughterhouse Racing Crew, you are doing a great job. You know what I'm saying? Been, not doing real good this year, man. Starting off, and I'm glad to be a part of the team. You know what I'm saying? I support y'all everywhere I go. And as far as graduation of the year, I like King B myself. So
okay.
So, I like King B.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know.
Yeah.
I see that we've done some graduation in our list in the week, and it was a big hype with our Lisa Ray car on the list.
Yeah.
And we said that, you know, we were invited to the list to come run on the list because a few of them didn't want to get sniped off the list. So we got on the list and we performed pretty good on it. We ran
every race on the list, we didn't get a forfeit like some people has been giving spots up and stuff like that for people to go up the list pretty fast. We had to fight and fend for our position. And there was some talk on the internet where a lot of people hollering at, you know, the gentleman that was at number one, which is Takai Smith. He's a friend of mine. And, you know, we just went to battle with Lisa yeah. Ray and Corn Liquor and, you know, said he deserved number one spot. He held the number one spot, I believe, four to five weeks. And he held it pretty strong. But we came up to the number two spot, and we won the number one spot. Lisa Ray is an A to B car. She has no problem hooking down US 13 Dragway in either lane. And there was things being said about the left lane is not good, the right lane is better, and so forth. Even though we're in an event like that, I'm going to always ask for the coin toss. If I got the left lane, then so be it. We're going to run anyway. But people call it luck. I call it a promise. I feel as though that when I flip a coin, whatever I call, it's going to fall on.
Right.
And it fell in my favor. So we had our race. We done it. And some people complain about, oh, he spun, that's why you won. From what I understand, in any type of racing, in any event, when you're racing somebody, if something happens, a mistake, a red light, spin the tire, slide across the track, back far, don't move, you win, you won. That's point blank. Don't get me wrong, Corn Liquor is a beautiful car. Corn Liquor will run. Most of the guys on the list is pretty decent, you know, and I take nothing under the guys on the list. But sometimes people get in what we call feelings and want to put things out there, you know, and it seems like the Jarp Slaughterhouse KMS team, which is pretty much one unit, you know, people, you know, think it's different. Jarp itself is my race company that build race cars and race engines, but the Slaughterhouse is our race team, along with our brother race team, which is KMS. Same group of guys, just they had the KMS, and we are Slaughterhouse. Seem like we being stereo, where we don't supposed to win. And the more these people keep saying that we're not supposed to win, that's why we keep on winning.
You know how they say, winning. Right,
you know how you got a balance in the universe. You got a negative and a positive. And people always complain about negative people. Well, I pretty much love them, because the more negative things that help us charge so we can win, you know. So I love it. So, you know, they call haters. I love haters. Haters, I love you. Don't go nowhere. Keep on being haters, you know.
And that
makes it go good. That's what good racing is, man. And what we mean by haters is, I don't mean a personal thing. I mean, you just don't like seeing our camp do what we do. And what I'm going to say about our camp is this. I said it, and I said it again on video at our local drag strip. I am God of the grudge world at our track on a small tar field. If anybody think they can knock me down from that, it's an open invitation. You know, there was things slung around about these certain people can come up and try us and all that. You know, I got 90 cal waiting on them, and that's killer. And when you shoot a 90 cal bullet, it blows everything away. So anything to step up to the line with me, they want to try 90 cal. 90 cal's got to try. You know.
I was reading on the internet while I was building. Somebody scared the race for $2,500. He talked all that big money, and then scared the race for $2,500. Talking about he don't want to lose it all at once. What the hell? What type of shit is that? If you talking all that trash, why don't you back it up with your car, man?
Well, if you just step into the grudge world, you know, accept the grudge world rules, you know, that sounds like 5 on 25. So, you know, if you can't afford the rougher $2,500, well, stop afford to run your mouth, you know, pretty much. And nobody's trying to buy no races here. Let me explain that. When people give up stips or whatsoever they give, that's what they want to do. It's not buying a race. Now, if I told a man $20,000. Oh, I would personally say, I'm trying to buy a race. But $2,500, if you're building a race car and you have a race car that runs real decent, $2,500 ain't no money to give up for a grudge run, because you don't put way more than $2,500 in it if you tore a torque converter up or blow the head gas and burn a head, you have to fix it. You still gonna spend $2,500. Why not gamble $2,500? You may win $2,500.
And never
know. It's hard to say, you know. But I'm looking forward to a few guys stepping up, and I appreciate the guys that have stepped up and ran, you know. And I appreciate the guys that came down, you know, like Jeff Rogers, who came down our track and ran. He's a stand-up guy. I pretty much like that guy. He's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I laugh at him every Monday night on the show. I listen to y'all every Monday night on the show.
Yeah, Jeff Rogers is a funny guy, man. I like him when he pops on the show. But we got Bunch Creek coming up, and we just waiting on some call outs for that, you know. I'm quite sure you're not on my show, but it's been asked about running Death Row. They've been asking me about running him, and Death Row is owned by the Thorntons. They say they won't try that Blue Bayou again. Well, they got their lucky chance for this Saturday coming, because I'm looking for anything set like me on the premises.
Right.
I had a cat online talking about, I guess when y'all go to town, y'all going to be asking for something. Every race I had with Blue Bayou was heads up. So I need them guys to realize that we don't really need nothing, but if somebody's going to offer something, we'll take it. There's a lot of people out here, man, that just have so much, man, that say that don't make any sense when it comes to grudge racing or any type of racing, man. Oh, I spun my tires. Oh, I backfired. That's the only reason why you beat me. Of course that's the only reason why I beat you. But if you were hooking or you were not blowing your carburetor up or whatever you're doing, I still may have a chance to tie your head off, you know.
Right.
But,
I've been around you since I was about, 8 years old? And I'm about to turn 28 now. I've been around you since I was a kid. I watched you build every car that you ever put your hands on. I watched you build all them cars since I was a kid running around on little bikes. And, and over the years, you improved. You know, you went from the big tire stuff, you kind of dominant in that. Now you dominate the small tire stuff, and you know you still don't get no love around your area from other guys, but from the camp you get all the love in the world because we believe in you. You know what I'm saying? And I watched you do everything. I even been down to the shop, you know, helped you a few times. Everybody gonna help you a couple times. Hold a bar here, hold a bar there, while you welded something. You never know. But we watch you do everything, man. You build them cars from the ground up, you know, and you drive the hell out of them. So we know what you can do. We know what you're capable of. And let the people talk. Just like that one particular guy that scared about the 2500. I want you to cut his goddamn nuts clean off. He talks stupid on the goddamn internet every day.
Yeah.
If
he catches
every race, I want you to cut his nuts off and throw them bitches in the woods. He don't get them bitches back. Hand them some pecans.
He made a statement that if you hook him down the track, that means you got no power. Well, my answer to that was, if you're spinning down the track, you need somebody to tune your chassis. And I said, you need me to tune yours to get down the track. Because evidently, you don't have your chassis tuned in right. So, you know, something is wrong, because you can't figure your problem out. Don't got nothing to do with me hooking our problems up.
Right.
We don't have no problems hooking, you know. We know how to tune to any track.
You took a show car and went from A to B every time and went from number 10 to number 1.
What am I, 13 and 0? Yeah, I think that's what I am right now. 13 and 0. At our local track with all those who said they can come and do something, you know. They wanted to do a dance with Lisa Ray. So she did a twerk on them. She did a lap dance. And like I did, my little scenario was, they keep blowing off too fast. So they need to get a thicker condom so they won't blow off so fast.
That's all it is, man. She put that pressure on them. You don't know how to
Right. Gotten how to take it.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I read all that stuff on that thing. You know, I laugh at it because I'm like, if they only knew. I'm not knocking nobody else's work around the Eastern Shore part of Maryland, but you know, in the area, I'm not knocking nobody else's work. But you know, we just know what you can do. We can't know what you can do. Other people are accustomed to know what you can do outside the camp, because you done built plenty of cars outside the camp.
Yep.
So
you know, and all these guys are fresh to the greatest thing around here, man. I'm trying to bring you here, but they act like they ain't understand something. It's easy to explain how that go. It's easy to explain any steps. But every race I had, when they had, it was no steps included. It was just, hey, man, what we gonna bet? And you know,
that race.
We bet. That's it. Let's bet. Let's go. I give them a good understanding.
A good understanding. Leave on that ass and don't look back. That's the understanding that they should get.
Oh, yeah. The understanding of how to get your tail tore off. Fooling with the slaughterhouse.
Man, I'm
that's
ready for the slaughterhouse to slaughter this pig, though, man. Woo!
Yeah, we cut the pig out once, man. I guess the pig done, I guess his heart left or something. We got might have to kick, you know, cut his heart up and eat it, I guess. But I got killer for him. He can get some of that.
Hey, and, I think he's scared.
Yeah, well, if he's scared, he's going to stay scared. But I see a little friend on there. Says, let's go to Budge Creek. Well, if we go to Budge Creek, you think I'm going slower? At a better track, you think I'm a little slower? Oh, man. I'd love to take him at Budge Creek. If he thinks his 141 is scaring us, when I try his frame right from the line, and I run the number I run mile and hour wise, and I ain't gonna say what it is, I'll see if the little 141 got enough.
We already know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All you gotta do is accept an invitation. You can talk all you want. The invitation of lockout. I change all that, you know. You know, a lot of people talk that stuff, man, but lock that money in. That's a true way of doing it. That way, you know, it's serious business. But if we can talk on the internet and try to make yourself look good on the internet, we not worried about a bunch of typewriter typing on the internet, you know. They quick with them hands on their keyboard, but they ain't quick to pull that money in their pocket and lock that money in.
And I don't think nobody fast. Because he'd be on everybody's ass. I don't think nobody faster than my boy Trav, though. He'd be on everybody's ass.
Yeah, Trav be dead in the ass. And he been on his ass on the keyboard. He been holding that up. That's his thing, man, you know.
Trav got that 001.
Yeah, hey, look, my shit talking comes when we get to that track.
Right.
And we get that track, we can talk all the shit we want. You know. But
that's crazy. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, man.
I'm pretty sure the place he worked at got petty cash. He called there, paid out $2,500.
Mm-hmm. I'm quite sure it does.
He's scared.
I'm quite sure it does.
He's scared.
He's scared, man. But man, look, I tell you, Bud's Creek gonna be off the chain this weekend, man. You know, DJ Grant, he's coming. He's coming over. He's gonna bring his turbo car over there and. He's supposed to try to get in some action with somebody, you know. I know Long Island Joe gonna bring his group of guys down, you know, and I'm quite sure the boys from Jersey, they probably come on down, you know. And a few cans from Virginia. I don't know if the horses and them got anything out there. They're coming with or from old Virginia. They probably be there with something, you know, and you know, ourselves, we taking something over. So, you know, we'll be slaughterhouse, KMS in the house, drop race cars. We'll be in the house ourselves. It's going to be a pretty big event. I think it's going to be a pretty big event. I think it's going to turn out pretty good. As long as that rain don't come and tear us up, I think we good. But I think the rain is, that's only for Thursday and lightly on Friday. And Saturday, we're supposed to be all good. We're all good for Saturday.
Yeah.
And you know the... Yeah, and you know the Miller's going to have the track on kill, you know.
Kill.
They always have a good facility for grudge racing. And we'll say hands up to Jason that really lays that prep down for a good race, man. And the guy really knows how to put some good preparation into a track. If anybody in the grudge world want to come to a track that is really right, this is one of the ones I can say is one of the best tracks out there, you know, hands down. A wonderful track, man. I've been to a few tracks out there. It's really good. Bonus Northeast, man. Buds Creek is hard to beat. You know, it's not many can dance with it. Track is a nice track, man. But like I said, we'll be in the house and we'll be doing what we do best, man. Grudge racing, talking smack, having fun, acting as a family.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all good.
I'll be over there. I'll be in town Friday, so I'll be over there. I'm Friday the West Coast Saturday. I'll be down in the Eastern Shore Park on Friday. I'm off on Friday.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, ain't many local guys did all the talking Friday night. They don't hear tonight, you know. They normally get on here and listen, you know. They get on here and something, you know, blend in or something.
Ain't nobody
talking. I don't want to chase nobody away from the grudge game in our local track, but, try to get these guys to step up and do something, take some action.
I think you got to start whooping up on them so much, man.
Well, when you in your area and you're playing God to the game at that track, you have to put everybody in check.
True.
You see, there's no fear to me to race nobody, and I haven't stepped anything with nobody at our local track. I was straight up, I will be straight up, and I give them a straight up ass with them. So, you know, all the cars on the list, man. We got a good group of cars on the list, man. I think our number 10 guy, I believe, is Craig Wells, and he's a pretty nice, stout, strong little Mustang, man. You know, he's gonna be one to deal with. But you know, like everything else, you have to try it, see what happens, man. Never know, you know. I mean, he's strong, I have to admit. And he's on the list, and we heard a few people crying and whining about his blower or something on his car, but me personally, I don't give a damn about his blower. That's cool he run his big blower, you know. And it's cool he get his car down the track. You know, I have no problem with that. But so many got a problem with the man's blower, you know.
Yeah.
They said when you're making power, you know, you can't hook your car at Del Mar, so I guess he ain't making no power. But they complaining. That's very funny.
Yeah.
That's real funny.
I seen a couple of his test sets on the internet, man. He got down there pretty slowly.
Yeah, well, these boys need to get some fire on their ass and stop crying and complaining and step out their game, really. And you racing like that on the list, you can't complain about what another man got. Pretty much, me personally, should be no limit on the power management part of it, but you just have to run a certain size tar. That'd be great. But I guess might have somebody step in the game with something real large here, so everybody really crying and whining then.
Really?
But yeah, man, you know, I figure somebody get over here tonight and discuss Friday night's race event. And see if they want to lock in with that killer truck, too, you know, why they on here. You know, because killer's just waiting, you know.
Hopefully somebody lock in, because I'll be in town. I'll spend a little money.
Yes, we got to get across the Buds Creek, and we're going to be over there. There's going to be an S10 over there, a couple of them. One, I think they call it Slowpoke, and the other one, they call it Grey Goose, I believe that's what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to see what these cats want to do when we get over to the creek. Since I attracted them, they're scared of our go-on green light. That's what I call it, true grudge races light.
Yeah. On that go-on green thing, man. Like you said in the past couple of weeks, man, it's just like stoplight. Why are you at these butchers? Stoplight. Go-on green.
Pretty much what it is. You set your pre-stage up, you stage, and be concentrating on that light turning green. There's no certain time the light's going to turn green. You know, God said it, the light took 7 seconds. Well, every time I run it, it's between 1.5 to maybe 3 seconds at the most. So, you know, You just have to be on your game. You know, I never seen it go 7 seconds yet. If it goes 7 seconds, then I'll damn it complain like, damn, 7 seconds on a train break. We can burn the damn car up.
Everything.
But it's never been that long, so I won't agree with that being that long. But
I like to go on Green Bank, man. I watch the video. I made it to Del Mar a couple times on Sunday, but I can't make it on Friday because, you know, I work well for 3 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
I made it, you know, I've seen a couple races. I was down there when you, Lisa Ray ran the ballot for the battle of the money. Who had my money, my pockets fat with less. But, you know, that going green, I like it, man. It's, you know, pretty cool to me. It's just like the Street Outlaws flashlight.
Yep, except you're the track and you don't have to have nobody put you up there. You already got your pre-stage and your stage, and then wait on the light. Wait on the light. Don't be all in a rush. You know, everybody waiting on a 400 or 500 tree. No, I ain't no 400 tree. You just wait on the green and go to war. I think that'll be, that will kill a lot of red lighting. Because out of all of us, the whole year we've been running going green, nobody has red lighted but one man that came out of town that red lighted. Nobody ever red lighted with that tree. And but a gentleman out of town came down to run and he red lighted. That's how he lost his race. But I love it myself. I think that would be a great idea in the grudge world. You know what I'm saying? The grudge world got all types of steps in it, you know. When light turned green, the person had to wait till a person leave, it gets called a kick. Then you got what they call the back tar, which you line your back tar at the starting line. A lot of people don't understand these terminologies, and then they call it clear. There has to be space between one's front bumper and the other's rear bumper. That's called a clear. If it don't clear that, then even though he's in front and he's maybe back bumper to the front tire, guy behind still wins. So that's how that type of betting goes.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't understand it. Now, we got a few green guys down here that don't understand the punk out deal, where if your bet is 2,500 and you say, I'll lock 500 on 25, they thinking they bet their 500 to your 2,500. No. You locking out 500. So if you get there to the race and you do not want to race, or you call off a punk out, or you don't make it for the punk out, you pay your DP man 500 and he pays the other racer, gives him that money. That's what that means.
Right.
I'm quite sure a lot of people on here that can understand that, but there's a lot of people out there that don't understand those rules.
And grudge racing. The 500 is the locking money. That's all it is. You're locking in
right.
the race. And,
right.
you know, you don't make it, you got to pay that five. You just lost $500, so you might as well come.
Yeah, it's like you're going all the way to, we in Maryland, you go all the way to Georgia. Guy said he can run you. And you don't do a lock on, you get there, but he's there, and he said, man, I don't want to run you. So you don't travel all the way to Georgia, and you ain't got nothing for it. So, you know, if you're traveling that far,
you
the racer guy, you gotta lock something. Or personally, we had a conversation about lock-ins. A lot of people saying, man, for every 2 hours should be about $200 on, you know, within the traveling lockout or something, you know, or something of that sort, man, because you traveling all 13, 14 hours, man, and you don't get nothing for coming down, man. That ain't cool.
Yeah, you just burning your money.
Yeah, that ain't cool, man. But we got a few people on the show tonight, you know. Sorry to hear what a lot of other people got to say tonight about, you know, what they think about grudge racing and what they think about if they fall in the grudge game out here, who they think going to be the grudge racer of the year. So far, what I'm looking at, it seems like Tony Bynes, so far, is in the complete grudge world.
Tony Bynes going to win the lot.
Yeah, he's going at it, you know. Topic last week was about, you know, streetcar stuff, man, and, you know, we were talking a little bit about it, but a lot of people didn't get deep into it, man. I love to get Tarnell on this phone, man, you know what I'm saying, and a few of them other guys, you know, Cameron that runs the Black Magic car. I had to get old Carlton on here with the streetcar stuff. Guy named Kyle, can't think of his last name, Kyle, I think it's what it is. He got a Cutlass. I'm hearing this Cutlass is bad, and he's trying to line up with Tarnell or either the SEAL Team 6 4-door, one of those, I believe it is, he's trying to line up.
Yeah, the LTD.
Yeah, I know it's one of them. And the LTD's tough, you know. I like that car, man. I first seen it. I said, now that's a nice car there. That's something different. Ford LTD, it runs pretty good, pretty strong. I don't know if they've done a lot of racing with that car this year so far. And I thought they would probably come up to, you know, Butch Creek, Maryland, and run that car. They came up to Cecil last year, I believe it was, or the year before. But I believe it was last year. And they had a run with Panda. Man, that was a run there, man. I said, wow, look at that four-door car go.
But the LTD was at Capitol, back in June.
No, that was another LTD from over that direction. No, it wasn't. It wasn't SEAL Team 6. That wasn't their LTD. I think the one that was over there is Turbo. Yeah, I think that one was Turbo, I believe, or Supercharger or something. SEAL Team 6, they're nitro small block.
They work.
Yeah.
I watch it on YouTube. Sorry, that car
worked.
I like it.
Yeah, they
I'm gonna tell you who else car working though.
Mhm.
That Blue Bayou. That car working too.
Yeah, the old Blue Bayou, strong piece, man. You know, he got a lock in race with a Tarnell on September 12th down at Piedmont. So Tarnell's supposed to be up there. He wants to do battle. Two clean G body Malibus. Gonna throw down, and I think they have a streetcar shootout, I believe, down there. They set up, which that's Josh Jones's race. It's gonna be a pretty good race, you know. We've never been to Piedmont myself, with any vehicle race except for Killer when it was in his younger days. They went down with it, and they liked the track. And I've been there to watch some racing, but I never ran on that track. But I'm eager to get there and show them what us Merlin boys got with this streetcar we had. Small block, 23-degree head, cast intake, 1-4 barrel. Factory interior, fully exhaust, full bent seat, full back seat. We have a stereo, CD changer, and an amplifier in the car. And we just put a roll bar in the car for safety due to IHRS and that a lot of the street cars that are running in these classes are pretty quick and quick enough to have these put bars in them, you know. We didn't want to put a bar in it, but we did, you know, so we can compete in the races with all these other guys out there. We're trying to see what's going on. Anybody else on the line that want to discuss any topics or who they think would be Grudge Racer of the Year? You know, got a lot of people on, you know. Some people like sitting back eating their popcorn or dinner, checking out a good show. I haven't got the highlighters on here yet. But I like to see somebody, you know, come in and chime in and discuss a little bit of this Grudge Racer stuff, man. I'm actually tired tonight.
What I have to do, and I'm here, and I'm going at it.
I'm out here working myself, man.
Huh?
I'm out here working myself and drive on my way to Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a few. I see you guys just inbox me saying what time the show starts. Show's been rolling for a little bit.
About 35.
Huh?
Oh, 35.
Oh, okay.
I like King B, man. He's been doing a lot of Greg Rich this year. And I think he lost to Tony Bonds this year. I like King B, man. Nice fast call. Okay. Going on.
Right. So. Right, man. I tell you. Oh, Donnie was a bad man too, man. But he wrecked his car a few weeks ago. Probably sure he'll get him back together.
He would have cut Tony Bond's nuts if he didn't lose. If he didn't wreck it.
Yeah, that was a racing shit. And
oh yeah.
You know, I'm not happy to see a man wreck his car. I never love to see nobody wreck a car, man. That ain't a good thing. And you know, this grudge racing thing is kicking off good, man. Hold on for 1 minute. All right, I'm back.
Do Brexit got a belt for a street car? Does this like because one of my first times on the show, I heard they had belts or you know different things. Do they got a belt for a street car?
Yeah, I know they had a belt for the you know small block, single four block cast intake, and they had what they call extreme small block, but you gotta have a stock style front end and. You can have any amount of nitrous on it, any amount of carburetors you want to stick on it. That's what Mr. Barnes that said that they have. I'm not for sure if they got a belt for a streetcar class, which would be pretty cool to have a belt for that, because I think there's many streetcars out there that would love to get that belt so you're the baddest man on, you know, 28s or 275s in a real streetcar with full exhaust, small block.
Right.
Category in big block category. That'd be pretty cool to have a belt for those two classes, and that'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, and, that's exciting. Man. That class would be really exciting because a lot of guys out there like that. Like
yeah. Yeah, I mean, when I went to Fayetteville, they loved to watch a street car run, man. You know, I had people predicting how fast the car go, what the car has in it for an engine, all that type of stuff. But and it'll be interesting, like I said, this weekend coming up at the creek. That'll be pretty interesting.
Where it should be.
Yep.
But that's something that should think about, man.
Yeah. Yep. Something they should think about, you know, as a belt for the class. I had to talk to the owner of Grudge Inc. And they might have a belt for him, not for sure. I have to talk with him and see if they do have a belt.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, it'd be pretty cool. But man, the show is everybody's probably great watch Street Outlaws, I guess, and like.
It's all for the season. Street Outlaws all for the season.
You sure it was on the last Monday watching it?
Yeah, last Monday was the nationwide call out. That was the last show of the season.
Oh, okay.
Kai Kelly, the man.
That's what they say.
They got nothing for Kai Kelly.
That's what they say. No, we ain't got no 302 boys on here tonight. We ain't got nothing going on here tonight. You know, they chime in. See what's going on. And I tell you, looking for a few guys to blend in here shortly, man. It's Monday. Figure somebody get on here and want to talk a little smack for the eighth. I don't know. Let me see what's going on tonight on the show. I know I'm a little tired, man. I really am pretty tired today. Having a little rough weekend, man. And the heat and the shot put it on you. And I know I'm preparing for this weekend, trying to get some things situated so I can do my thing up here at Bush Creek. But,
that's the only lockdown race you got is that, what is it? That death row card?
Well, no, it's not an actual lock-in, but I'm trying to get a hold of him. I'm at the inbox him or something. I want to lock him in. And they said Tony Bond bring his street car, so I'm going to go ahead and see what Tony Bond want to do. You know, his street car, you know, they say he's pretty tough, so I'm going to see how tough he is. You know, I'm going to try him out. I think that'll be a good song. He's small block, 23-degree head deal. If he's 18, you know, I still might give him a shot at it, but I like running 23-degree head cars. But if he's small block, 1-4 barrel, it don't matter. 1-4 barrel, one system, we can go at it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's pretty
ahead.
Much equal.
Yep. We can go at it.
But, I think you got the small block game locked. He's short part of the area. The head on five. Ain't nobody.
Yeah.
It was small block.
Yeah, for the real true street car, I think we good to go.
Oh, yeah.
We're good to go. There's others out there, man. A guy online post up a Mustang with fender exit headers on 28s or whatever and say he's a street car. People have a different outlook on street car, I think, man. My true definition is any car that can carry a dual exhaust system that goes to the rear, all the way to the rear, or over the rear, behind the tar or the bumper whatsoever. And our exhaust goes over the rear and come out behind the back tires. Now, I call that truly a street car. Just like SEAL Team 6's LTD is the same way. Now, I think everybody should pretty much learn to fashion a street car like a street car. Run some factory interior. You know, not no racing seats and stuff, man. That shows the boys to the men, see? And then
right.
You have to build power. You have to build power under the hood with what you got, and manage that power with your suspension tuning on. So that's what I call an old-fashioned street car. You know, and other people may say, you know, they want fender exit headers and racing seats with no seats in the back, because they can run E85 and call it pump gas. You know, that's cool with me, but that's what they want to call it. But I don't know. You know, some of these guys got it. You know,
I mean,
screwed up.
Yeah, just like, you know, the fellow that was talking on the internet. If you got a man that builds the cars, top to bottom, front to back, and tunes the car, engine and chassis, that's going to be pretty hard to beat that man. It's pretty hard. And right now, it's pretty hard to beat you at US 13.
Yeah.
You know?
That's real. Yep.
So, like I said, man, it's pretty hard to beat a band that just changed the car, motor and chassis, and drives it, and know what the car going to do. It's pretty hard to beat that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why they salty.
Yeah,
they can't figure out how to beat
that,
you.
Man. You know, they would go in a dark room and come up with an idea. But I've been in a dark room. And I'm shining that light on.
Yeah, gotta be something, man. I'll be up at work, man. When I get back to the yard, because in between loads, I got about an hour in between my loads. So. I'll get back to the yard. I'm going to talk to one of the night dispatchers. He like drag racing too. And I said, I've been showing him the videos that Trav put up on, you know, building Crystal and stuff. And he was like, man, whoever building those cars are some nice pieces, man. I said, I know the guy personally, man. He's my homeboy, man. Been around since I was a kid. He's like, yeah?
Yep.
I was like, yeah, man. He does all the work himself. everything.
Yeah. Well, do it all. That's long time right now.
Yeah, because the guy at the night dispatcher, he's about my age. He's 27, but he got an AMX. Was it a Javelin or something? But he got big tires.
Yeah.
He showed me it, and he's racing the local track up here. So, it's not fast enough like that. You know, it's just something that he likes to do. I've been showing him some of your work and stuff. He likes it. He said it's pretty detail-oriented.
As what everybody else says about support. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, the show's a little down tonight. I don't know why. Maybe where I'm tired, my energy's going down. But I see a few people on here from different states on here, man, just listening and checking us out. And I appreciate
you
calling in. Yeah, no, they're just listening. I appreciate the guys calling and taking a listener. To see what's going on over here, I know next week I'm gonna try to line up some people and put on this show. This week I ain't had time to do a lot of things, man. I've been spending the weekend out doing some other things, and didn't have much time to get in contact with nobody. But like I said, while I'm alive, we have a good race coming up, August 8th at Butch Creek, Maryland, and we go at it. I see a number just popped up, 5563. You know, you can go ahead and speak on the mic.
Hey, man, what up? I was just calling to try to see what happened with that race down there with Lil Tony last night. Anybody know anything about it?
Lil Tony?
Yeah, that race they had down, I think, in Holly Springs last night.
I didn't get to really get into seeing it too much, what's going on with Little Tony. I didn't hear anything about it myself, actually. I didn't hear anything about it, my man. Who was racing?
Wick.
Wick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't had any results on that. Of what happened with that race?
Yeah. Well, trying to see if you know anything, if anybody gonna call in with any news on that event last night.
Yeah, hold on, somebody got the hand up. Maybe they know something about it. Hold on 1 second. 6326, you go on the mic.
Hello, fellas. How you guys doing? Hello?
How you doing? It's like somebody got some ice cream man behind them or something. Hello?
I'm here. I'm at work. Little Tony won against Junior, and he won both ways. He raced somebody else with a promo card, and he beat them also.
Okay. That answered the question.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I wanted to know. Did Little Tony win?
Yeah, he on guard so right now. They had him on guard so that's probably why you haven't heard anything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news. Thank you for the report.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad somebody chimed in and give us some info on it.
Yeah. Well, all right, brother. I'll let you go on and try to do what you got to do.
All right, man. I appreciate you chiming in.
All righty.
Are you guys going to be up here August the 8th?
Yeah, we're going to be at Butch Creek.
At 41?
No, we're going to be at Butch Creek, Maryland. That's in the Chancellor, Maryland, where we're going to be at.
Oh, okay. My name is Lee also, so.
Okay.
It's
kind of
quiet tonight.
What you say?
It's kind of quiet tonight.
Yeah, it's quiet tonight.
So you might be shutting down the caller tonight, huh?
Yeah, I might shut down early on this thing tonight, man.
Yeah, well, See what you gotta do, brother. I was just checking and wanted to know about that news. I'm gonna get on out and let you get on out.
All right, my man. Like I said, good hearing from you.
Thank you. All right, later.
Later, man. Well, everybody on here, I'm about to close out the show tonight, man. I'll see everybody back on Monday. We'll probably have a good topic, something good to talk about. I'll see y'all then. Good night.
All right, Twan, man. Take it easy.
All right.
Hello? Hello?